Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open,
my door's always open
to dreamers and friends.
Dreamers and friends.
Oh, when I'm attacked,
oh, oh, oh,
I protect and defend, because my name is America.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Folks, the Alliance did an amazing job this past year. We got HB 1 passed, and that was a bill that dealt with minors and being on the computer and being in social media. And now the companies are going to have to make sure that their social media is age appropriate. And a lot of statistics have been coming out about that. And it seems as though the children who have been using social media and computer programs at an early age are not smarter as we would think. They were actually a lot less in their intelligence and incapable of doing too many things. And that comes from having a device in your hand all the time, that instead of you thinking, you're accepting the device and allowing that to think for you. So parents, it is not good parenting to give your child a device from the time they're born until the time they leave the house and think that that's going to replace anything. It's not. The only thing that it's going to do is replace their brains. And I realize that we haven't been talking about the health profession and what's going on in the health industry. And now I'm beginning to see more and more committees meet in Congress and actually talk to real doctors who have been there, done that, and in many cases were censored when they tried to tell the truth about a medicine, about a vaccine, or about a disease. And this is absolutely impossible for us to exist as people if we cannot have a free flow of conversation. Just because some expert says something is wonderful doesn't mean it's wonderful. It may mean it may need more years of investigation, may mean that it needs a lot of different variables that have to be met that aren't being met. I have asked Dr. Alf Garbert to join me today. And he is a doctor, chiropractor, who actually moved from California, which is a whole other conversation. But he has been working heavily in the medical profession, and I'm sure has seen many changes over the years. Dr. Garbert, thank you so much for joining me today. It is always a pleasure. And as I said, I'm sure that you have seen a lot of changes in the medical profession, have you not?
Unfortunately, yes. I started working with a clinic in Hollywood, California in 1979, one of the first ones that had a combination of medical doctors, chiropractors, nutritionists, dentists all working together. That's when, example, insurance was a reasonable cost to people. I think doctors got a fair exchange. I remember we would charge according to how much time we spent with a patient. If it was 10 minutes, it was a certain fee. If it was a half hour, it's a different fee. But when the American Medical Association created their different codes, then doctors could start charging for a procedure, and they could put them together. So it wound up making the visits cost more, where they could get paid more. And then the insurance companies start raising the rates, gradually seeing the quality of care reduce with that. But then especially under Obamacare, the gross degrade of the healthcare system.
Oh, yes. And I see that. Fortunately, we are not sick and don't require lots of medicine, but we do occasionally have a something. And what I have noticed is that when I go to the doctor's office now, I am old enough to remember when the doctor used to come to visit our house. If we were sick, the doctor would come. I remember having the measles, and the doctor came to my house to treat me. That doesn't happen anymore, but that's another conversation. But anyhow, when I went to the doctor's office, instead of the doctor spending time with me to see what was going on, another person that I had never met, who turned out to be a nurse practitioner, came in and started asking me all of the questions that I really wanted to share with my doctor, not some person that I didn't even know what their function was, why they were there. And all of that happened right after Obamacare. So, who is that person? And what were they doing there? And why were they there?
Yeah, I've seen that increase myself where one, the doctors are using these people as a revenue source. So they're able to charge a certain fee, and that nurse practitioner or assistant's going to get paid their hourly fee, but then the doctor is getting a bonus off of it. And there is a plus to it in minor things that really doesn't need the doctor's full attention can be addressed with them. But then other times they're dealing with more complicated things that are above their education, because I've had patients tell me what they're told. And I can tell that these individuals, unfortunately, don't have the level of education and data necessary for that particular problem. Now, other times they do. And I have a lot of respect for nurse practitioners, but some of the assistants, that's the ones I have don't have respect for, because the things I hear are just the wrong. There's a plain and simple, so often wrong, you know.
Well, you said something very, very important. These people that we are sharing this information with don't have the full education that a doctor would have. So how are they able to make a diagnosis on something that may be complicated? Because contrary to popular belief, there is not a one size shoe fits all for diseases. How do we know that they know what they're talking about if they don't have had the full education that a doctor would have?
Yes, now some of the nurse practitioners are close. They're close to an average doctor, you know. But in certain specialties, they won't be. But in many areas, I do have to grant to them, they do have additional training beyond what a regular nurse does. And if a nurse is trained properly, they're pretty sharp. Unfortunately, the education system has gotten altered so much in nursing and medicine to suit the insurance companies. They've gotten geared toward just basically being cookbook medicine, where you have problem A, you give drug A, you have problem B, you give drug B. And it's just like that. When you get something complicated, they fail. Now, there are exceptional doctors I've seen who are really bright, but unfortunately, most of them, if they get locked into that memorizing system where they're doing cookbook, that's where, you know, over the years, I've inherited those patients. Even though, yes, I'm a chiropractor, but I've had board certifications in high levels of nutrition, so I'm pretty much doing almost internal medicine, but with nutrition. And I usually get the problem cases where they've been to three or five different doctors, trying to really dig into what's causing this, not covering up the symptom, but what's really behind this problem.
That
So.
was a big concern of mine when I was watching the doctor fill out the form and he's putting code numbers by it. So the diseases now have a code number. So I don't
Yes.
have a disease, I have a code number. Is
Yes,
that the way it
seven, three,
works?
five, four, six. That's what
Right.
you
I mean, how does that work? What is that all about?
Well, that's because when that bill gets sent to an insurance company, that code is put into the computer. The computer is then going to feed back, oh, it's XYZ situation. And they'll say, these are the only acceptable treatments, and here's what we'll pay for one or more of those treatments. That's what that's all about. It's an algorithm for a computer. And usually the people at the insurance companies are just plugging in the numbers. Most of the time, they're not really evaluating it unless the computer kicks it back and challenges it. Then you may get a human who may look at it to verify it and then send the rejection letter out. But typically, it's just so the computer can tell them what to do and not do.
Very interesting. I had not thought of that at all. So if you have a symptom or a disease and you have this code and your disease doesn't quite fit the code, then you're out of luck because the computer will deny your claim?
Yes. Yeah, that's what happens. And unfortunately, the doctor is not quite permitted to really practice medicine the way they should. That should be their decision, what they think is the best for the patient.
Right.
And that's been taken out of their hands a lot. Because again, I've seen patients tell me where the doctor said, you know, I'd like to do this with you, but the insurance company I know won't pay for it.
That's a terrible way to be treated. We were never treated that way before Obamacare.
No, it wasn't that way. And I have friends who are physicians and stuff. So we've had conversations and, you know, one of them was a Nobel Prize winner and he did not like the system and he didn't practice too much in that system at all because the things he knew was the best for the patient, he knew the insurance company would reject it, but he still would do, okay, this is what I think is the honest thing to do and then work with the patient, you know, like a payment plan or something.
Which but is, that would be the only way that we would be able to really be treated now. I mean, this is this whole slant on Obamacare that I never really thought of because I knew that the role of the insurance companies had changed and that they were really dictating the level of care, but I didn't realize that you could actually be turned down for a procedure that is more beneficial than something else that a computer has decided you should have. Wow,
yes.
That's really something. I never expected that. Now, you mentioned also the alternative type of medicine. So the computer doesn't pay for that. So that's something that people have to get on their own, isn't it?
Most of the time, unfortunately, yes. For a long time, acupuncture wouldn't get covered. And then I remember a while back hearing on the radio that the AMA now has taken acupuncture off the experimental list. And I was laughing to myself. It took 5,000 years for them to get around to taking it off the experimental list, you know. And so something like that, therapeutic nutrition, most insurances don't cover. Some do, but most of them will not cover that. It's a strange the things they will cover and not cover.
So nutrition, you mentioned nutrition. Now, of course, we have heard many, many times over and over again due to the Great Reset that we're not going to be able to eat meat anymore, which is a high protein. And as far as I remember from when I taught science, protein was very important in our diet. And I don't think the bugs will replace the meat that we should be eating. So what is the effect if they eliminate meat from our diet or protein from our diet? What is the effect that it's going to have on us?
I think people are going to become probably more lethargic, anemic, and things like that. You know, I've been trying to find out like what's the protein content, like the crickets, that's the thing they're talking about farming
right.
A lot. You know, they try to say, oh, that it's, you know, comparable protein content. Well, one, I'd like to see the amino acid survey and compare it. I know in certain cultures, like in certain parts of Mexico, like grasshoppers and crickets are a delicacy, but it's not their main protein source, but it's just a little extra thing that they do. It's not going to have the right kind of fat in it. In fact, they tout how good it is because it has low fat. And that's a total scam, too. That is such a medical industry scam about fat that we have to be low fat. So the real research shows low fat diets are harmful. They are not beneficial. Yeah, that's the real research. When you look at the honest things that are done, it's not the high fat. Now, part of it, we have to have organic foods because fat will store toxins in the animal. That's where one of the places it gets stored. So that's why we want organic as much as possible. So we lessen the chance of toxins and things like that. A grass-fed cow, for example, its type of fat is more omega-3, which is anti-inflammatory, similar to what salmon would have. However, cows that are fed corn and soy, their fat is mostly what's called omega-6. That's inflammatory. And I believe a lot of the research that was showing that meat is harmful was done with that type of meat and fat. And that's a variable that was not accounted for in research in the past. And so the, you know, it was the wrong kind of fats and also toxins and pesticides and things like that in those animals that will stress the body. So I don't believe that a good totally grass-fed. Now we have to watch. Unfortunately, I think I heard the FDA is making it that a cow could be fed grains, you know, through its whole life, except for the last 30 days, and you feed it grass, and then you can say it's grass-fed. So we have to watch the word game. That's wow. That's a recent change, where before, you know, you couldn't say that, but now they're letting it happen. That's, again, corruption in our governments, where people are, you know, being influenced financially to do the what's right for them and not what's right for us, you know. So I do believe that the majority of people should be eating, you know, animal proteins. There's exceptions, but the vast majority of them. Vegetarian diet, I was 4 years ago, but now after 45 years or so working with people, I'm against the total vegetarian diet for most people. Now, if they happen to do the Japanese macrobiotic diet, which is perfectly balanced, that's probably okay. But most people can't do that because they're spending half their day preparing the foods right, you know.
And, yeah, and it's impossible.
People, yeah, most people who are doing a vegetarian diet, they have a lot of imbalances because they're not mixing things properly. They're not getting the right ratios of things. There's chronic B12 deficiency and iron deficiencies. And I've even had patients who tried being vegetarians, and after about a year, their health was declining so bad, they go, we don't care. We need, you know, they go grab the whole chicken or something. And then they felt so much better. Yeah, they were just declining, trying to go that route. So again, there's exceptions. I grant there are some individuals that I see how muscular they are on a vegetarian diet or how well they lived in their older age. But those are the exceptions, they're not the rule. Going back, like more protein.
I think, yeah, you're absolutely right, because a lot of times we'll have, we'll have a steak for dinner, and my husband will say, "Well, I feel really invigorated. I like eating that, giving me more energy." And people don't realize the importance of eating protein or of eating all of the different types that we should be eating. And I strongly recommend that you start reading, folks, start reading the labels of the foods that you're putting in your mouth. And if there's things on that label that you can't pronounce, don't buy the food. You want to have one with the least amount of ingredients as possible so that it gets you closest to real food. Otherwise, we're eating chemicals.
Yes. Now, along that line, like a canned tuna fish, for example, if it says it's in vegetable broth, that's got 10 to 20% MSG in it. And MSG is a neurotoxin. It enhances the sensation on our tongue to make something taste better. It covers up the tinny taste of a can, which isn't as much as it used to be when we were younger. There's a book called In Bad Taste that a medical doctor wrote years ago. It explains this whole thing about MSG, how it got into our diets, and also the names that it's hidden under. So I highly recommend that people look into that and get that out of their diet 100%. So on the tuna fish cans, for example, some of the major brands may say packed in water. But when you look at the back of the can, like you mentioned, the first thing, is, I mean, you get tuna, then it's going to say vegetable broth. again, the FDA does not make them put on the label what's in vegetable broth. You know, so that's how they've gotten away to cover up MSG. And so that's laden with MSG. And then they'll put a little bit of water, spring water in it, so they could legally say it's packed in spring water. They really have to look at the labels. There are some brands out there that's just going to say olive oil and tuna, or you know, water and tuna. Those are fairly good ways to go.
That is really important, folks. It is of utmost importance right now that you pay attention to the food that you're eating, because as we know, lots of things get in that food, and the more ingredients that are there that you can't pronounce, the better chance you have for eating something that you shouldn't. And remember, the people that are producing the food don't care about you. They care about money. That's all they care about. And if something is going to make them more money, they're going to do it. And that's where it's up to us to pay attention. And we strongly see that. We have a bill in LGBTQ for children. And this is to me, a horrible thing. But if you look deep into it, it's all about the money. It has nothing to do with gender affirming care for children, which I believe should fall under never in that act. But it's all about the money, isn't it, Dr. Alf?
Unfortunately, yes. And it's like, again, here's where I beat up the medical profession. It's unethical medical doctors who are looking to make a dollar, and they're selling their soul the same way like the ones who write marijuana prescriptions for people who do not need it, you know. And I've seen so many young people written prescriptions who they don't have a problem that needs that as the medication. So it comes down to the ethics of the doctor. And again, Obamacare helped set the stage for this, because prior to that, there was zero clinics in this country that would do these alteration surgeries or these hormone changing procedures. There was zero. And then it started escalating to where, I forget what the exact number, whether it was four or like 200 or 400 of them in the United States. I forget what the exact number is, but it went from zero to that. And it set the stage for it. It's a shame, because there's too many things that can make these children confused. Some of it's done intentionally. They're not mature enough to make these decisions. And unfortunately, parents are like belittled and made to feel they're doing the wrong thing if they don't go along with it. And then you see more and more of these children. It's 72 years old. Anybody under 40 to me is a child. Sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to tell them, but because of my age, I look, you know, like my daughter's 41. She's still my daughter, my little girl, you know. But these, I care about these kids who you see them now when they get into their teens going, I made a mistake. You know, I had my breasts removed, or I had some other things removed. And I've worked a lot with people with hormone imbalances over the years. And I know what a delicate balance that is to have people feel well and can throw them off. Oh, wow. And an example, one time I wanted to do an experiment myself, because a male's body does make some estrogen and progesterone. So I had some topical progesterone cream. I said, I want to see what this is like. After about 3 days, I felt extremely depressed. Which is unusual for me. And then I finally realized, oh, that's the variable I put that cream on, you know. So I stopped it and I went back to normal again. But that just even showed me that hormone, when I didn't really need that level of it, how it threw things off. And that's also what's happening with these kids. Now we're starting to see them involved in mass shootings, which the girls did not do that before. But now we're seeing a lot of girls, teenage girls, involved in shootings, and they're on those hormones and those changes. This is just wrong.
You're absolutely right. Then it is just wrong. It should not be done. And parents don't get suckered into it. Mm-hmm. Your child needs help, and help is not cutting off part of their body that they'll never be able to replace. Dr. Alf, where can people find you?
Well, right now I don't have a formal clinic yet. In the future, I will let you know. I'm planning on building a integrative medical clinic where I have really competent, sane medical osteopathic doctors who are interested in holistic medicine. I will have nurses helping us, advanced chiropractors and nutritionists and physical therapy and on and on and on, like state of the art, cutting edge. But that's coming up, and I'm hoping I'll be able to put it together by the end of the year. So
that
comes up, we can talk again. But right now, there's no way for people to really get in touch with me since I'm not practicing out on the open, per se, yet.
Well, folks, if you want to reach Dr. Alf, send me an email, kbshone@bellsouth.net, and I will get you in touch with Dr. Alf. Thank you so much, Doctor. I really appreciate our conversation, and I'd like you to come back and continue this because this is quite interesting, and there's a lot here that I never expected and never realized, all of the horrific parts of Obamacare. It's a bad bill, folks, and we really need to get rid of it. So don't go away. I'll be right back. We're going to take a brief break, and as we are doing that, could I suggest that you go to the AmericaOutloud.news website and check out our latest sponsor called HealRight. They produce a delicious bar, comes in four different flavors, and it actually creates food that you can use as medicine because it's chock full of all of the things that we need. So since we have been talking about the awful things in food, it's time to do the good things in food and check out the HealRight Health Bar. This is a micronutrient bar, so you'll only be eating good things. You're listening to Karen Schoen. This is the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Go FLCA. Folks, get involved. The only way we're going to change anything is when we, the people, get involved. It is so important, and we fail in our jobs when we don't pay attention. So we need to pay attention because Florida is not the grand old state that everybody thinks that it is. We have a bunch of rhinos in our Tallahassee State House, and it's time to clean the swamp. And we can say that in Florida under good faith. Take care. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created heart and vascular health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud for 25% off.
A suppression of truth in a world of darkness, void of any soul, requires that we are rightly informed, properly equipped, and strongly motivated to fight the corruption. AmericaOutloud.news is that place to awaken your heart, soul, and mind to the out loud truth. Is our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Go FLCA.org. Join the Alliance. I can't stress that enough. If you want to know what's going on in the state of Florida that has to do with education, and boy, we had better, then you must join the Alliance. If you're in another state, then go and look at the Alliance website, see what we're doing, and do the same thing in your state. You will be appalled, as I have been, when I go and I review the grades of our children and what we are doing to them. And I truly believe we have totally lost a generation, maybe three generations of students, especially when I read things like this kid was lying in school and the mom was called in. And instead of saying you shouldn't be lying is not good, she yelled at the teacher for pointing that her child was lying. What is wrong with these people? And this is a very sad state of affairs. Folks, we have two very important bills through the legislature. One of them is on the governor's desk, and that is HB 1. And HB 1 is directing social media platforms that little children should not be involved in social media. It is already coming out, and you can find the statistics that those children who are glued to a device at an early age will never be able to function properly. They will be always looking for someone else to give them the answers. They can't reason, they can't think, and they have no common sense. So what we are doing is telling the media companies, hey, look, you need to have age-appropriate labels on your media so that at least the parents can understand what's going on. That's very important. So that is one bill. And the other one is 901, that's HB 901. And that says that any school district that wants to, it's not a mandate, it says you are allowed to have a chaplain or a religious figure in your school if you so warrant to have one. And there's nothing wrong with that because, contrary to popular belief, is America was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And that doesn't mean you go out and you have one religion that the government is mandating. That is not what that means at all. That means that the values are what we believe in. They were set by God, and we follow those values. And it doesn't matter which God you pray to, but you should be moral. And that's really what has happened to our country. Morality has slipped away, and it's a very sad thing. So I have invited a fellow warrior to join me and talk about education, because Lori Cardoza Moore not only knows what's going on in America, but she follows what's going on worldwide as well. And it's very important, because we have to understand who we are dealing with and what their beliefs are if we're going to be able to work with the people around the world. Lori is the president and founder of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, with a plural, nations, many of them. So thank you so much, Lori, for joining me today. I really appreciate it. We are talking about my favorite topic, which is education. And I strongly believe that if we don't get our kids out of those indoctrination clinics masquerading as public schools, we will have a generation that slips into an abyss of evil. And it's a sad thing that I say that as a former teacher. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it is so important that we get a handle on our kids' education. Thank you, Lori. What do you think about what I said?
Oh, Karen, thank you for having me back on your show. It's a delight to see you and to hear your voice. And yeah, we've got a big problem, and it is a problem that is flooding the nations of the world. You know, our organization's mission is to educate Christians to stand with Israel and the Jewish people against the rise of global anti-Semitism. And I never imagined that we would find anti-Semitic content in our kids' textbooks, not just, you know, where we're originally from, Tennessee, but even in Florida. And so, you know, and the problem with the anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-Judeo-Christian values, the values you just spoke about, those are actually the values, the Hebrew Bible, the values that are found in the first five books of Moses called the Torah. That's what our nation was founded upon. That's what our early, the pilgrims, the Puritans came over here, because that's what how they wanted to worship God. They wanted to worship according to the Torah. They didn't want to worship according to King James. And unfortunately, that isn't taught to our kids. However, thank God for Governor DeSantis, we are teaching 1.8 million kids in Florida every year about the role the Hebrew Bible played in our founding, the role that it played in our form and structure of government, the role that it played in the drafting of our founding documents, and even the concept of the Republic, as you well know, Karen, comes out of the first five books of Moses. Most people don't even know that. The word liberty comes out of the Torah. So there's so many things that we are connected to in our past that we used to know. We don't know it. Our children don't know this anymore. And it's not just America. This is all the Western countries that share similar Judeo-Christian values in our nations, like South Africa, like England, you know, throughout Europe, Australia. These are all countries that have adopted Western values, Judeo-Christian values. And unfortunately, we've lost our way. We're not teaching this. This hasn't been a priority. We haven't been paying attention. But this is part of the globalist agenda. Keep us all busy. Keep moms and dads focused elsewhere so that they can get a hold of their kids and indoctrinate their kids and destroy the nation from within.
Oh, you are so right. And you know what I started doing when I hear one of the lefties talking about Christianity and how bad it is? And, you know, now, of course, the national, anybody who's a white Christian nationalist is now going to be on the hit parade. But I always ask them, okay, if you don't believe in God, where do our rights come from? Mm-hmm. You know, I have not gotten an answer. Yeah. Nobody has told me. I don't know whether they're afraid to say it, but I get a total like, how dare you ask that question? And it is something that I am urging everyone to do. When your kids, when you start hearing that kind of verbiage, ask them, where do your rights come from? And see what they give you as an answer. And that's a way to start the conversation, because we have a bad tendency of ignoring the conversation, which is how we got into this mess to begin with. But you also said something too, and I urge everyone to get involved on your school boards. It doesn't matter if you have kids in school or you don't, because you're paying taxes. So you're paying for this dribble. And that's what it is. We're not giving them an education that they could actually, they leave school, 88% of them graduate and 47% can read, write, and do math. I mean, that's more than half of the kids that have graduated. It's a disgrace. And the other thing is, you travel all over the country, you travel all over the world. Yes, in Florida, we have some wonderful laws, but if the laws don't have any teeth and there are no consequences from breaking them, then who cares? Because the school districts are doing the same garbage, aren't they, Lori?
Exactly right. And you bring up a very important point, because the incredible standards that we were able to work on to get adopted, we worked with Florida Citizens Alliance, Hillsdale also was part of it. Other organizations were part of it, each contributing the important content that our children should be learning about to be good citizens, to understand our history and where we've come from. But unfortunately, if we can pass all the great standards that we possibly can, make them codify them in law, but if the law doesn't penetrate down to the local level on the school board, you know, I serve as an advisor to one of the school board members in Broward County, Brenda Pham, and I serve in a committee capacity to try to communicate her values, her, you know, input into some of the district advisory council meetings and the policies that they put in place. And I have heard teachers say that they refuse to follow what Governor DeSantis is telling them they have to do by law. This is, you know, the height of arrogance that teachers would do this. But if we don't flip the school boards, that's why one of our programs is called Taking Back America's Children, where we host summits all over the country. And we go into a community, we educate, activate, and motivate parents and citizens to run for their school board. We have to flip the school boards, because the school boards are keeping our children indoctrinated in this garbage, feeding them these pornographic library books and anti-Semitic library books and anti-Semitic textbooks and anti-American textbooks. I mean, if we don't change the leadership on the local level and at the state level, then we will lose our country. Florida is way ahead of the rest of the country right now, but we still have so much more that we can and must do. And that requires we, the people, to get involved. We're not asking people to, you know, travel the country and fight this battle all over the country. We're just asking people, fight the battle where you have skin in the game. Fight the battle in your neighborhood, in your school district, in your child's classroom. And just like Karen said, you may not have kids or grandkids in the school system, but your tax dollars are paying for this. Your tax dollars are going to fund the destruction of America and the world as we know it. We can't sit back and do it anymore. And so I've traveled to Ohio. We've done this in Ohio. In fact, last year we had a summit. Out of that summit, we had 120 people sign up to run for school board in their district across the state. They raised $1 million to fund those school board races. So I expect big things out of the state of Ohio in this upcoming election. We were just out in Arizona. We had hearings there were state legislators in the House, education House members, who called for an ad hoc committee hearing on education. And we submitted our white papers to them so that they could see the totality of the content that their children are being subjected to, because the books that are being used in Florida and in Tennessee and in Ohio are pretty much the same books. They may have a different cover, different state name on it, but it's pretty much the same book. And we know it's pretty much a Pearson published textbook, because Pearson Publishers, as you well know, Karen, is buying up all the smaller textbook publishing houses. They're keeping the name, so nobody, you know, really gets to see that Pearson has the monopoly on the market. And the publishers, the shareholders who are shareholders for Pearson Publishers, the four largest shareholders, include the Islamist governments of Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Libya. And who is Qatar? Qatar is funding Hamas right now, as we speak, this war that's going on. Qatar is friends with Iran, another one of our enemies. So they've infiltrated our textbooks in our country and other countries, and they're teaching this garbage to our children.
You know what I found, Lori, when I was reviewing the civics textbooks, I found something very interesting I want to share with you. And that was, they changed the name of the publisher from Pearson to Savvis, but it was the same publisher. And the books came in, we went through them, we said, this is bad, this verbiage, this whatever, we can't say that. Okay, so they changed the textbooks, but they never changed the authors. So the authors were the same authors. And if you went back and you did a research on the authors, you would find they were writing anti-American dribble or running anti-American seminars. And they're the same people that are in those textbooks. So folks, when you start reviewing textbooks, it isn't just as important to read the words of the textbooks and get a hold of the teacher's editions. It's not the kids' editions that you want. It's the teacher's editions, because that's where all the innuendos are. And they have learned a very neat trick, and that's called subliminal messaging. So they throw out a very benign idea that has all of these tentacles in hatred. And there's no reason for them to say a Black American, a white American. They should just be saying an American. And this is the tricks that they do that filter into the teacher's editions. Of they ripped apart Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. I was shocked when I saw not the speech, not what they told the kids, but what they told the teachers, how to discuss the speech with the kids. So I caution everybody who is reviewing textbooks, you have to do a deep dive, and you have to go and look and see who these people are and the horrific messaging that they're giving our kids.
Absolutely. And this, again, Karen, is something we're seeing happen nationwide. In fact, just last week, there was a Holocaust education bill that was passed in the Washington state legislature, and a Democrat slapped a pro-Hamas amendment to that legislation. I mean, our schools, our children are being bombarded wherever you turn. Here, we're trying to bring in Holocaust education to combat the rise of anti-Semitism in K through 12. And what do we have but a leader within the Democrat Party in Washington State who puts a pro-Hamas amendment to this education bill? I mean, who is sick enough to do something like this?
Well, part of the problem is that we're going to be also now beholden to AI, artificial intelligence. And according to artificial intelligence, the Holocaust never existed. The Hamas attack on Israel never existed. And we are crazy loons for even thinking that it did. And all of that filters back, I believe, to what has happened in education since the 1960s, and that was the introduction of affirmative action, because you can't dumb down a group of people and then expect them to be smart when they graduate. And I believe right now our country is being run by affirmative action graduates, which is why nothing works. How can anything work when you don't have people smart enough to figure it out? And the biggest case in point, of course, was the military leaving Afghanistan. Anybody should have been able to figure out that you leave the military there last so that they can protect the people that are leaving. And those are the ones that would go in the end. But instead, they took them out in the beginning and then said, oh, did we do something wrong? I mean, this crowd of people, and it's not just on the left, folks. This is part and parcel on the left, right, and in between through all of our agencies. It is a sad thing to watch, but our country is being run by a group of inferior people because they had an inferior education. And are you seeing that throughout the world, Lori?
Karen, it's not only inferior, it is intentional. These people know exactly what they are doing. We've seen the Communist Manifesto. We've seen the Islamist Manifesto. We know exactly what our enemies are doing. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So we have these Marxists who are collaborating with Islamists to bring down America and the United and the State of Israel. These are the two countries that uphold and adhere to Judeo-Christian principles. We are supposed to be the light to the world, both of our nations. And if they can destroy our countries, they can destroy humanity.
Lori, we don't have a lot of time left, and I'd love you to come back again, but what advice can you give to everyone?
The most important advice, you know, we are living at a sobering point in history. And there is no cavalry coming to save us. If everything collapses, there is nobody to save us. We will be lucky if our state militias will be able to defend us. We have to get involved. We, the people, have to take back local control of our nation. It starts on the local level with our school boards, with our county commissioners, with our mayors, with our sheriffs, and then it works its way up to the legislature, who should be the front line protecting our states from the encroachment of this federal government. That's the only hope, but it's not going to change if we continue to put the same people in office over and over and over again. Yes, there are some good people that we need to have in office that have been trying to fight this battle, that are trying to hold back the tide. But for the most part, most of these politicians, they need to go. They, and we, the people, need to be running for office. You need to protect your children. You need to educate your children. And yes, homeschooling is the best way to do that. But you can't retreat to your home. If you decide to pull your kids out of the system, you have to work on the outside and teach your children as you're homeschooling them, how to do that, what that looks like. Get your kids. That's why I love homeschooling, because homeschooling moms and dads can make taking back our communities and our states a project for their homeschool. You know, it's a great civics project. So that's what I would encourage everyone to do. You got to vote. November is coming. The presidency is hanging in the balance. This country, our republic, is hanging in the balance. So, and I also want to encourage everybody, if you want to learn more about the extent of the problem in education, we have three white papers on the website, pjtn.org. There's more information there that you can get and read, see some of the other issues that we are facing and what we're doing in other states. We're going to be heading back out to Texas to help them with their standards. So our goal is to take the civic standards that were adopted in Florida to the other state legislatures, get them to call for the emergency review of civics education and adopt the same standards that Governor DeSantis had the courage to adopt.
Thank you, Lori. And where again, what is the website?
It's pjtn.org.
Okay, folks, now your homework, because I'm the teacher, is to tell your five, find five people that you will coordinate with on a weekly basis and give them information and ask them to tell their five and so forth down the line, and stop relying on mainstream media to give you your news. This is very important. And if you're living in Florida, there are two bills that you must watch. One is 757, and that will take shows like this off the air, because that's their goal. They will allow anyone to be able to come and sue me for saying something that they didn't like. This is a very bad bill. We need it to be stopped. And also HB 1051, and that one starts out, that's my favorite, it says, will eliminate local governments from getting involved in low-cost housing in agricultural communities or agricultural land. They are trying to get rid of our local officials, and our local officials don't even know it. So if you're in Florida, make sure you call your legislator and tell them, do not vote for those two bills. Very important. And I can tell you that your calls work, because we were able to kill the other two that were equally as devastating. So you're doing your job, folks. We need it to be done. We need it to be done nationwide. Donald Trump, as wonderful as he is not going to solve all of our problems. They are local problems, and it's up to us. So with that in mind, get your five, talk to them, and make sure that if you're in Florida, tell your five, call your legislators, because that's important. And I will see you again next week. This is Karen Schoen. You've been listening to The Prism of America's Education, brought to you on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network with my wonderful sponsor, the Florida Citizens Alliance. Go FLCA, get involved. That's gofLCA.org. Get involved. Thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.
Don't tread on me. I'm America. Yes, America.